My name is Gina Madrid. This is Up Front. And today we'll be speaking on Minding the Gap, a new film by Bing Liu.
One of the last things I said to my dad was that I hate you.
You can't just have a child and abandon them. Life doesn't work like that.
I just don't want him to grow up like me. I just want to hide. I just want to run away. That's what the drinking is about.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I need to just move on.
I wish you could. I wish then I could do over.
I could seriously be on the verge of having a mental breakdown. But as long as I'm able to go skate, I'm completely fine.
On Minding the Gap, Bing Liu captures the lives of three struggling young skateboarders growing up in Rockford, Illinois. Bing Liu started with 12 years of footage, which takes us into abusive and painful situations they were facing throughout the film, as they all share similar family stories and how they are united by the love of skateboarding, using it as an escape from their harsh lives. In Minding the Gap, Bing Liu searches for correlations between his skateboarder friends' turbulent upbringings and the complexities of modern-day masculinity. Minding the Gap has earned over 29 awards recognition since its world premiere at the 2018 Sundance Film Festival, taking home the special jury award for breakthrough filmmaking. Today, I have the honor of speaking with director-filmmaker Bing Liu. Bing Liu is a Chicago-based director and cinematographer who Variety magazine listed him as one of 10 documentary filmmakers to watch. He has worked on shows including Shameless and Sense8. He also directed three storylines of America to Me, a 10-hour documentary series for Steve James. And today he is with us to speak on his new film, Minding the Gap. How are you, Bing Liu?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for joining us. So why don't you tell us what inspired you to make this film? I literally just watched this film last night. It was really touching to see, you know, how you guys are using skateboard as an escape, you know, from your situations and, like, you know, like family situations. So what is it that inspired you to make this film and what's behind it?
Yeah, you know, I mean, certainly I started out just trying to unearth some of the things that affect young people growing up. Some of the things that I feel like were just so common, but no, I just wasn't seeing or hearing anybody talk about it. And these things included child abuse and domestic violence and misogyny and racism. I mean, there was just so much stuff that I witnessed that I just didn't have an outlet to even explore or call out. So that was the genesis of the project. I started in my mid-20s making the project. And I actually originally casted people from all over the country. And then a year in, that's when I started following the two main characters who are from my hometown. And then, you know, I tracked their stories over the course of a few years. And then it wasn't until the final few months where I dug into archival footage and then made it feel like, you know, it was this 10, 12-year journey.
And how will you describe the film for those who have not seen it? Because I know it was already premiered in several cities and the festival. How will you describe this film to your audience?
Yeah, it's a coming-of-age film that's about skateboarders, not about skateboarding, that deals with all the difficult issues of growing up today.
And what was your editing process like? How did your storyline and structure change over time? I mean, we're talking about 12 years of footage right here. You know, like the editing process, I'm sure that it got longer and longer, you know, as the years passed. What was that like?
Yeah, well, again, I've only been making the film for 5 or 6 years. And I kept pretty organized footage logs as I was shooting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I would just edit along the way, you know. And so for a long time, I was very much getting this present day story working. And then once I started working with archival footage in the final year, that's when we were able to, you know, really make this a complex story that dealt a lot with the sense of time passing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it was just dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, of rough cuts over the years.
Wow, I can't even imagine. You seem like a shy kid in the movie. And, you know, it was, to me, like watching you film, you know, as you're also a skateboarder and you're interviewing your friends. But you really seem like a shy kid in the movie. Did making such a personal film help you overcome shyness and how you are? Or how will you describe that?
Yeah, I think the film certainly did. You know, of course, the film is one slice of my life, and there's a lot of things that forced me to come out of my shell, you know, in mm-hmm. terms of just, you know, starting a career in film, having to work with a lot of people, going away to school, you know, having to do adult things like, you know, rent my first apartment, buy my first car, and then ultimately getting the film funded in terms of just going out to a lot of pitch sessions and pitching the film and writing about the film and talking to gatekeepers about the film. And then ultimately, you know, having to sort of explain the film to audiences in Q&As over this past year and in feedback screenings in the years while I was making the film. There's a lot of factors that went into me coming out of my shell. Mm. But I think actually me being, I think, more naturally reserved helped me make the film, because I think it helped the characters feel safe and it helped the characters trust me in terms of them being vulnerable.
Right. And I mean, it seems like your friends were very comfortable. Like, I mean, I can see in the beginning of the film, they were kind of like, you're going to be filming throughout, you know, everything. And they seemed to just, you know, gotten really comfortable with it. How was that like whenever you went interviewing them about their personal experiences with their families, as, you know, they were dealing with abuse and abusive relationships? How was that like? Were they comfortable while they were speaking? What was your experience?
Yeah, I actually wasn't that close of friends with them growing up. You know, the archival footage, some of it I got from other people. Like, I filmed them a little bit, but they were just, you know, they weren't like my friends or anything. Mm-hmm. But they both knew who I was because I was making really good skate videos and everybody wanted to be in them when I was growing up. And so when I came back, you know, I think they really, they still had that respect for me and they still like sort of looked up to me in some ways. So I think that helped. But I had a lot of practice being sort of the pseudo therapist for people when I was growing up. I think I just really liked helping people like talk about these things that they didn't really have a space to talk about, because it helped me, helped me feel less alone. So, you know, in doing that, while I was coming of age, I think I just learned that, you know, people just want a non-judging ear to, talk to. And that's what I was for Zach and Kier. They quickly realized that I wasn't asking these things to judge them. I was asking them out of just genuine care.
I can see it and I can feel it as you're asking them questions, you know, and you're also at the same time revealing that you went through similar situations as you were growing up. I thought that was very, you know, very powerful when one of the guys said that he had no idea that you went through that. So at the same time, it's just very interesting to see how you're having them open up, and at the same time you're opening up with them as, you know, sharing the same situations. I thought that was super powerful. But I feel like it's making such a personal film must have been very hard for you. How did you feel showing it to your mom? Was she supportive of you making the film?
Yeah, she was. I mean, we didn't really have much of a relationship growing up. You know, like, she was always working and she was a single mom, and then she met my stepfather and then she was working and I'd mostly be with him. And then after I moved to Chicago, we lost touch because she remained married to this man and it got to the point where I didn't feel safe going to the house anymore. So, you know, by the time we did the interview in the film, it was very much like we had had some conversations about the past, but nothing that lasted too long, nothing that we really were able to take away anything from. So we did the interview and then we finished the film, and I showed her the film before we picture locked. And she just said she understood why I was making the film. She said she was proud of me. Which is sort of kind of what I expected. Like, I didn't expect I mean, you can see it in the film. She's participating because she's doing it out of love, you know? And I think she just continues to want to support me.
That's great. Do you have a good relationship with your mom at this point?
I mean, define good, right?
That's right.
I mean, like, I think that what the film doesn't explain is that we never really had much of a relationship to begin with. And I'm not talking about a bad relationship. I'm just talking about an absent relationship, you know? So it's like, we sort of went back to that. We went back to just, we're just doing our own thing right now.
So when you, I mean, when I look at, you know, the characters, the people who's on the film, it seems like they are all trying to escape from, you know, the harsh lives that they're living. And as you, you know, as you mentioned it also on the film, as you're speaking with them, how is that as, you know, growing up as a skateboarder and using that as your outlet to pretty much stay away from the pain and from the things that, you know, that are making you feel bad throughout your life? What is that like as a skateboarder? Because I see skateboarding as, you know, an art form, as a sport, like breakdancing or, you know, as music. Like you use it as something that's giving you a voice in a way or a way to express yourself. Just tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like with anything that makes you, I mean, skateboarding is really difficult to do. And I think there's a difficult barrier of entry there because you know, there's no way to get good at it except like really wanting, it's just not easy. But so in order to do it and to commit yourself to do it, even once you do get good at it, you have to have 100% of your mental energy just concentrated on that moment, your body, your present being. This is sort of meditative. It's like when people talk about a runner's high, sort of like that. So it's, in a way, it's not that different from some of the other things you listed. You know, some people do running, some people play music. I mean, the difference in skateboarding is that it's just not valued like that. You know, society doesn't value it in the same way that it values music or football or I'd say even breakdancing. There is still an aspect of judgment placed on skateboarding. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what makes it a complicated activity because, you know, kids who do it, they not only are doing it to escape, but they also have to sort of grapple with this aspect of them, you know, not being valued, not being seen as doing something productive.
Yeah, that's right. Do you compromise as an artist at all during the filmmaking process for financial or business reasons?
Not really. And I think that's why it took so long to make. That's why it took so long to get funded, I should say. You know, it was difficult to describe that this film wasn't about skateboarding, you know? Because I think there's just people hear the word. I've just known people to hear the word skateboarding and it's like, oh, I'm not going to see that film.
Right.
You know, because
right.
It's such an ingrained idea about what skateboarding is. So it took a long time to fund this project. Yeah, no, I don't feel like I compromised.
And who funded this project?
It was mostly PBS. It was POV that came on first, and then ITVS came on board after that, and then Sundance gave a grant near the end of post production.
Oh, that's awesome! Congratulations on that. What advice would you give aspiring young documentarians, like the youth who's, you know, just getting into film and who are growing up in poor communities or in difficult situations? What would your advice be for those who are working, you know, and getting into the film field?
Yeah, I think two things. One is that, you know, it's a game that nobody teaches you. I mean, I didn't go to film school, so I knew even less about how the game was played. But, you know, it depends on what kind of film you want to make and what kind of audience you want. But to some extent, you're going to have to play the game. And, you know, you're learning the rules of the game as you play it. And that can be really frustrating. Mm. But don't let that get to you. And the second part is that, you know, everybody, especially people in marginalized communities, have stories that only they can tell because of their experience, because of their background, I don't mean you have to make a personal film and put yourself in it, but, you know, respect and honor where you come from and who you are. And I think, you know, nobody can take that away from you.
That is, I mean, yeah, that's so real. That's true. What was your take overall in the, you know, in making the film and interacting with the people in the film? What was your take overall?
You know, I think young people have a lot of emotional turbulence when they're trying to become adults, and that's really brushed off and it's not taken seriously, right? Like, people are like, oh, just grow up, or like, oh, you're gonna cry about over spilt milk, or oh, you're just so emo. I mean, all these epithets that basically tell you subconsciously, hey, look, it's not okay to have emotions, right? They're like, that's not what being an adult is. But in reality, that's what forms who we become as adults, right? I'm not saying that, you know, you don't have to progress in your life and push yourself and do the hard work in order to, you know, better your situation. But, you know, it's okay to feel frustrated. It's okay to feel like, you know, fearful and heartache. I mean, those things are what make us human. And, you know, I think we need to learn how to emotionally grow up as well.
Do you feel that you grow as a person in the process of this film and in, you know, within your relationships and everything that you have learned? Do you feel like you have grown, as like you say, you know, growing up, it's a really tough thing for all of us. How do you feel that you have grown through this process?
I just feel like I've been able to articulate things better. Just being, I mean, all these things that, all these reasons why I made the film were just, you know, I made the film because I had a lot of these themes and patterns that I like felt just on an experiential level, both in my life and in young people that I grew up with. And it just, you know, I couldn't, it was so frustrating that I couldn't really allow other people to see the complexities of what I was seeing. And so this film helped me do that. And then because of the film, I think I've had to learn how to articulate it in words as well, you know, describe the film, do interviews. And so I think having a new language to describe, like, the message that I wanted the film to get across has been the most noticeable growth for me personally.
And do you feel that you're going to be growing more as a filmmaker? How do you see yourself within the film area? Like, because I know that you skate, and I'm sure that you have other things going on in your life. How do you see your life as a filmmaker?
I feel like I'm done growing. I'm just kidding. I'm not done growing. no, of course, I'm going to be growing for the rest of my life. And I think I consciously want that. Like, I want to keep learning and growing and telling stories. And, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, similar to how I felt about Mind and Gap. There's a lot of things that I feel like I want to communicate and I want to get across. And it's just really complicated. And I think film is such a wonderful medium to do that. You know, because it can be so empathetic and it has such a wide reach. And that's the original reason why I wanted to get into film in the first place when I was a teen, because I want to make a difference in the world.
That's great, and you should definitely do it, because I see, you know, I see a lot of talent. At least within this film that I watched, I was very touched by it. And I really hope that, you know, it reaches a large audience, and especially the youth, because I feel like, you know, the youth need this kind of message, you know, to understand how they, you know, there are possibilities, there are ways to get away instead of getting into drugs and, you know, like sports and, you know, dance, skate, like in this case is skateboarding. Like you say, you don't like people to just be like, oh, this is skateboarding, because this is really an art form and a way to express yourself. I really wish you the best on this film and hope that it reaches a large audience. Is there anything that you would like to share in particular to close this out with, you know, with your audience and the youth, like a message that you would like to give them?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to try to speak to both people who don't skate and people who skate. I mean, really, this film was for people who don't skate. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like, there's the skateboarding is great. It's a great emotional release. You know, it can be really cathartic. But, you know, there's a point of diminishing returns. You know, skateboarding can help you get through heartache, but can it help you get a GED? Can it help you become a good father? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Not completely. So, you know, I guess my point is there's a million Zach and Kieras out there in the world. Zach and Kiera are the two main characters. But not all of them happen to skate. So I think that's probably the most compelling argument I can make for, you know, everybody to go see the film.
Thank you so much for being with us, and congratulations on everything that you're doing, and I hope that, you know, everything comes out the way you want it, and then just keep doing what you're doing, because you're doing great.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
That was Bing Liu. He's the director of a new documentary named Minding the Gap, which captures the lives of three struggling skateboarders growing up in Rockford, Illinois. Bing explores the gap between fathers and sons, domestic abuse and discipline, and the challenges between childhood and becoming an adult. This film is showing right now at the Roxy in San Francisco. It started showing on the 17th, so it's the 17th to the 22nd, so you can go watch it tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday. It shows at 7 p.m., and I believe tomorrow at 9:15. And you can also check it on Hulu and Magnolia Films, and check more times and dates throughout the country, you can go to mindingthegapfilm.com.